This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for March 28th. I'm Paul Plack. A Yak-52 involved in a performance in the annual Wings Over Flagler air show at Flagler County Airport in Florida went down shortly after takeoff Saturday afternoon. Pilot Bill Walker was fatally injured. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt has moved quickly to address the issue of overnight staffing at control towers following an incident last week in which a controller says he fell asleep during his shift, causing two airliners to land without clearance. NTSB Chairman Deborah Herzman says NTSB investigations have found cases of controllers acting as supervisors while simultaneously handling traffic, sometimes with tragic results. The National Air Traffic Controllers Association has reminded us all that it's been on record for 20 years against staffing towers with just one person on a shift. Citizens Against Government Waste has issued a statement supporting the U.S. Defense Department's order to stop work on the F-136 alternate engine for the Joint Strike Fighter. The Israeli national carrier El Al says it has completed a contract to order four next-generation 737-900 extended-range airliners from Boeing and to reserve options for future aircraft. Gulfstream's second G-250 flight test aircraft has successfully completed natural icing tests, flying north out of Smyrna, Tennessee, to find icing conditions in the Great Lakes region. The FAA's 150th Alaska weather cam has gone online at Talkeetna. A total of 221 are planned. NASA's Stardust spacecraft sent its last message Thursday, shortly after depleting fuel and ceasing operations. And a number of artifacts documenting the travels of Zeppelin enthusiast Clara Adams have been donated to the International Women's Air and Space Museum. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves explains why it's sometimes better to land on one wheel and why getting a tailwheel endorsement is worthwhile. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.